Welcome everyone to the social van. Feeling Kyle sick of the bullshit. So here they are, Represent Plus. Ready to turn every podcast to dust. So sit down and shut the fuck up. Cause when in doubt, fuck your couch.
Welcome everybody to the social van.
Yeah!
Y'all, welcome to the Social Vent Podcast. I am KMB, the sexy ninja, in the place to be. As always, special episode for you guys. As you saw the title, Bone Thy Couch 2, Dos, Oh! Everybody really liked the first Bone Thy Couch because you got to hear bone ass vents. Okay? Bone ass vents. These were bonus episodes that we were releasing on Patreon for people on Patreon so they can hear more content from us. So, and if you don't know, the Patreon is dead. Dead. It just became too much trying to create new content. And we were just like, you know what? To everyone that was a Patreon member, thank you. We had it for like a couple months. We tried to release. We released bonus vents, Lost Zone episodes, stuff that we found, you know, digging around that we never released anywhere. Wrestling Junkie was a wrestling podcast of sorts. Just a bunch of stuff that we put on there that music that I wasn't releasing to the general public. And it just became one of those things that was kind of like, it was really hard. It was really hard to juggle both things at once because we're like, the way we decided to do the Patreon, we're like, Patreon! Let's do Patreon! And then we did Patreon. And after that, it just fell through. So, there you go. But no, everyone enjoyed the first episode, the episode of Bone Thy Couch. And everyone's just like, oh, is there more of those episodes? I'm like, hell yeah, there's more of those episodes. I'm just excited somebody was like, you know, a couple people too. It wasn't just one person. It was a couple people that were like, yo, we really want to hear, some more bone ass vents. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And me and Big Daddy were like, give the people what they want. That's all we're saying. Give them what they wanteth. So here's bone ass vents for you. Bone Thy Couch Dos. You're going to be hearing episode 3 and then 4. And we got a special song. A song for you. All right? Rehab, Danny Boone, the EP that dropped. And he has another one coming up May 28th. If you haven't seen the commercial for it, you should go check out the Rehab's page and see this beautiful mug. Okay? But no, the song of the week is going to be Backyard. The song is dope. So we're going to play episode 2 of the Bone Ass Vent. Then go into Backyard. And then we'll get the last song on the last episode, episode 3. Then we're done. We're toasty. We're all this and that. But we wanted to make sure that you have something to listen to, too. Like, listen to a bomb-ass bone-ass vent. Get some great music and jump into the next Bone Ass Vents. And if you guys want more, we can do more of these Bone Thy Couch. We like that name, Bone Thy Couch. And we can release more and get some music going. You know, this is what the social vent is. We try to think outside the box. We try to be something different. We talk a lot of shit, and that's just the way we like it. It is true. It's just we like to talk a lot of shit. And so I hope you enjoy that. I will have all the links in the description below for Rehab, Danny Boone, the EP. You can get your copy, and you're going to love the song Backyard. It's my favorite song off the EP. I can't wait until the second one drops, and I can review it and all this and that. So we got to keep it real for the underground, baby. Danny Boone, Rehab, EP, Backyard, song of the week. Hope you enjoy. Speaking of talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of talking shit. Oh, shit. I went to Bookman's today And I came across something very unique, something I've never seen before because I am a huge Eminem fan. And you know what? Real quick, oh my goodness. I decided to do this. Oh, there we go. I can breathe a little. Jeez, you can see the sweat pouring off me. It's a sauna in here. Whew. It's making a sweat lodge. You know what that is? Look it up. But no, I came across this Eminem item, a CD, and I was like, what in the hell? Like, I have all of Eminem's albums, of course. Music to Be Murdered By being the last one and stuff like that. And I found this and I thought it was unique and I wanted to show y'all, I want to share it with y'all. And it's during a time that the beef with Eminem, Benzino, 50 Cent, Ja Rule, Irv Gotti, and when beef was a thing, you know what I'm saying? Like that's, this is what this is from, but I'm going to show you. Bum, 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 bum. Right there, look at that. Eminem. Oh, yeah. You know, so you don't get the glare. Bam, look at that. Oh, I've never seen this before. And this one's funny, because look at Haley. Her face is crazy on his arm. I don't know what's going on there. But that cover alone, I saw this and I was like, the king is back, Shady Records. I was like, what is this? Like, then like on the inside, you know, real quick pamphlet. Then on the back, bam. Then bam. And I looked at the back and I just saw the song names. I was like, Invasion, The Conspiracy, Let's Go. I was like, these are all the songs off the Invasion mixtapes. The ones that DJ Green Lantern was releasing during the Benzino beef with, you know, Eminem. I forgot how ruthless Eminem was. Man, especially Nail in the Coffin, by far one of my favorite tracks of that diss era. Then my second favorite track is Hail Mary with 50 Cent and Busta Rhymes, where they go at Ja and Irv and just, and if Pac was alive, he would never ride with Ja, la 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 la. You know, I was just like, come with me. I was like, oh my God. Brought back so many memories. And I have these mixtapes that I had to re-find on DatPiff. I think I said that right. The mixtape place, you know. I found a few Invasion mixtapes because I used to have them on CD. I used to have everything Eminem, but those mixtapes are special because I used to listen to them all the time, and that's when I learned about beefs and whatnot, blah, 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 blah. And so when I found this, the King is Back, and it's all the diss tracks, the hardcore diss tracks against Benzino, Ja Rule, and this and that, and those mixtapes are fire too. So, but it was cool. This was so unique and so like, who sold this, you know? And I looked it up and like I couldn't find anything. So I was just like, okay, well, this has to be part of the collection, because legit CD. And I pulled out the CD too, and let's see, so we can get the CD. And it's a legit CD, not a recorded one, not a CDR or whatever, but legit CD. Bam. There he is. And I was just like, okay, you know, and all rights to the producer and the works reproduce reserved and once on copying, hiring, leading, broadcasting of this record prohibited, blah, 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 blah. Oh, he's wearing a Tupac shirt. It's pretty dope. But yeah, the King is Back. And I just found this unique, especially that picture of him with Haley. You know, her face all, if you get up there. So, I miss real beefs. and the way music, you know. Well, I'm getting besides the point. Let's just get to the bonus fans. I'm sorry. Get into my shit and then mine, because I'm sweating balls right now. Fuck. All right, so song of the week, Backyard, Bonus Vent, episode 3. Then song of the week, Backyard, Danny Boone, Rehab, and episode 4, Bonus Vent. I hope you enjoy. I hope you like it. Thank you guys again. You are the greatest fans in the world. And we mean that wholeheartedly, because we do love every single one of y'all. Then after all of this, you're going to like and subscribe. You're going to share with your grandma. You're share with your grandpa. Share with the bum down at Walmart. I am KMB the Sexy Ninja. And again, Big Daddy says he loves you too. All right, y'all. We'll get out of here. Enjoy your Saturday. Enjoy the Social Vent podcast. Enjoy these bone-ass vents. And let us know if you want another one. All right? Ooh, ooh.
Got the Google Plus right there. It's fun stuff.
Fun stuff.
I'm going to have to look into it. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll...
That'll be helpful. That'll be useful.
Definitely check it out.
Check this out for a little bit today, bro.
Yeah, go for it. No dirty stuff.
Huh?
No dirty shit.
No dirty shit. I'm going to...
See ya. Oh man. What up everybody? Kyle Martinez by you here. Another bone ass vent. Man. Oh shit. Car's in this motherfucker. Texting me in this motherfucker. Jimbo's gonna follow me in this motherfucker. I just wanna say what's up to everybody. All our Patreon people. What up? We still appreciate you and love you. You know, we get on here on this sometimes, and you hear us, and we talk shit and this and that. But you gotta understand, it comes from a genuine place of just like we just talk. You know, and that's the problem I think that people have nowadays is people don't understand that we're just talking, and people take that shit to heart. You know, like the last bone ass vent you heard, some people got some offensive things from it, but it's just like fuck you. No, you know, you listen to this show long enough, especially the Social Vent podcast, you understand that. That's what we do. We talk shit. We talk major shit. Motherfucker, someone texted me in this bitch. And now, you know, and who's texting me?
Let's see. Who's texting me?
Oh, grandma. Never mind. No, I shouldn't say that. Sorry, grandma. I'm sorry. Oh, man. I love you. But, yeah, people just, they just don't know how to mind their own business in nowadays. Oh, you offended me. I'm like, okay. And? Because that's what it really comes down to is like, and? Because when I do this stuff, it's not to offend you in any way, or I'm not doing it on purpose. I'm just talking. And, you know, I've had people, like, when I say a joke or something, and, like, the whole room goes quiet. And they're like, oh! And I'll get that one motherfucker that's like, oh, my God, Kyle, that's fucking hilarious. And I'm, like, looking at everybody else. I'm like, what?
You can't say that.
Why? I just said it. It's been said. Why can't I just say what I just said? It's been said. And, you know, that's just the way, that's the nature of things. I've always been like that. You know, as a kid, I remember I have this really bad fucking habit of, like, pushing the limits a little bit more than I should on certain aspects and things. Like, I like to just nudge at a motherfucker, just kind of just rub it in, get the salt, and just put it in that wound and just see how far can I go until the person tells me to fucking stop. And sometimes I can get there, sometimes I'll get way over the... Oh, if you heard that, that's a text. Sorry. Wow, that was an echo of a text, huh? What I'm saying is, you know, I like to push it. And that's my problem, is that I push the aspect of all this. And I do it with my wife sometimes, too, and that's... In my mind, that's fucked up. I shouldn't do that to her, you know? Put it in airplane mode. I shouldn't do that to her because she doesn't deserve that. And we've had fights over that kind of shit. And then I'll, just to be a dickhead, I'll push the fucking buttons until she explodes or this and that. And that's wrong. To all you men, don't do that shit, you know? You know, especially the drinking. The drinking became a bad aspect. And, you know, now I'm cooling it down. And...
Oh, drinking, typical native.
Fuck you. Sorry, I had to say that. But, you know, that's the line. I know the line's there, but usually the line is so blurry in my vision. And I'm trying to get better at that because I want to get away from that aspect of, like, looking at things just because I don't want my daughter, you know, to grow up like me. I want her to be a free-thinking woman, powerful woman like her mom. And I don't want her to be like daddy and be so negative. She's doing things like, because she's like, I want to be like daddy, like wearing two things of clothes and stuff like that. And that's the general aspect of it, of me, you know, me trying to keep cool, me trying to keep calm. And it's becoming more and more apparent that I have to deal with my self issues. And here's Jimbo slowly creeping on me. He's coming out to pick a camera up for me. It's a 720-degree camera, and he's going to record some stuff because he's very outdoorsy. He's a very outdoorsy motherfucker. He loves outdoors. Me, I don't like going outdoors. I live in Flagstaff. I know all fucking places. I live in Flagstaff, Arizona, and I have to deal with, you know, hippies and this and that. And they're like, oh, why don't you go outside? I'm like, well, I'm fucking fat, for one, which I'm trying to get the weight off, you know, but I'm not, I've never been an outdoorsy person. I love playing sports in school. I love doing professional wrestling, which I'm going to get back into. You better believe that. But that's about it. I'm not the one that's like, hey, Kyle, let's go for a fucking hike. And when I go for a hike, it's just one of those things where I'm just like, well, I don't really want to. You know what I mean? I don't want to go for a hike. Just fuck that. No. No hike for me. But I should. Especially with my daughter, you know, because, God, so much energy on that kid. So much fucking energy. Just running. You know. I love her too, and she's just, sometimes she gets a little out of hand, but then she's like, zoom, 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 and boom, right into the motherfucking wall. Then she goes, oh, daddy. And you're like, daddy, you're a jerk. I was like, I didn't do nothing. I didn't do shit. About to run in here. I'll go get this camera.
So let me tell Jimbo I'll be right back. So, Jimbo, I'm going to run inside real quick. Talk to these fine people. Tell
them. He is going upstairs right now to get me a camera. I'm working on something for C Plus Studios. What's that? I'll be back out. Okay. I'm thinking every weekend me and my girlfriend take off and go out and do something. We just pick a direction and go and find out where we end up and do something when we get there. So I'm thinking about doing a little vlog of that, because we go out usually every weekend, go do something. Not sure what we're going to do tomorrow. We're going to go out later today after I get home, and we're going to go do something. So I'm going to, I'll have some video, maybe some footage of that. We'll see. It's a work in progress, and I'm working on it. I got some footage from last weekend. It really wasn't enough to do much with. So I'm going to see about getting a lot more video, a lot more footage, so we can get this done. But I know Kyle's always got something going on. Phil's got a few things in the works. And so do I. So we'll be posting more content. Lots of stuff in the works. We hope to get it rolling and going. And
all right, got this Blackfin camera.
Ooh, it's a Blackfin camera.
Here you go. I hope he didn't bore you guys.
I tried
being a dickhead. I was just like.
Right. So it is 720 degree VR camera. Yep. I wonder what 720 degree means, because 360 is a full circle. So yeah. This is two full circles.
Yeah, it's for VR stuff. Like you can put it on, you know, it comes with those glasses things.
Oh, okay.
So you can watch it on your phone. You can watch you go hike and shit like that. I was telling these fine people that I don't hike. Fuck that.
Oh, right. And we right. Do.
Here you go. I was going to give you all the little clinks and clanks. You can hear the wind, people. So you can like put on your helmet and
nice.
Here's a little stand for it.
Sweet.
Let's see. Oh, it's mics. So yeah, the little stickers and whatnot. And it's a nice camera. My mom got it for like $20.
Nice.
But it was one of those things where after using it for a little bit, I was like, oh, here you go. That's for the camera thing too. It goes on one of those attachments. I was like, this is for an outdoorsy person. Who's outdoorsy? Oh, Jimbo's outdoorsy.
Right.
He likes that outdoor shit. I don't like that outdoor shit, so he's going to go do it. All right. Okay, there you go, sir. And the instructions, and you just have to download that program that it uses, and it's absolutely free. It gives you full edits and whatnot.
Sweet.
All right, everybody. This is coming up to be a short bone ass vent for this week, but that's okay. That's why you get two a month. Right. Two a month, then they're going to be anything between 10 to 20 minutes. And that's the way I want it. So don't complain. Okay? This is good shit. This is good shit for everybody.
Yes,
everybody on Patreon.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, behind the scenes and hearing me rant. You know, I should do one of these drunk. No. That's
it would be hilarious for us, but probably not too funny.
Not for the listener. Like, I'm paid for this drunk asshole to talk. Right? All right, everybody, catch you to the next one. Say bye, Jimbo.
It all adds up. I'm the big time nobody, raw dog fresh. Bars like Mardi Gras in progress. Yeah, I dig money like the next man's son, and I've chased it enough to put a sweatband on. I rep for a town till the bedpan come. I'ma pour red rum over top of these drunk dumb kids. Did what couldn't be done. A lot of what I spoke should remain unsung. When it comes to things, your boy run none. When it comes to kings, Christ the only one. Suffice to say, the price was paid. Text your next of kin and type away. Right away, while you still got the right away. By the way, got a studio in his backyard where them beats bang so hard. He knows a lot about nothing, a little bit about everything. Got a studio in his backyard where them beats bang so hard. He knows a lot about nothing, a little bit about everything. Dream, I was cooling in the shed while the world in the bed. Pink Floyd on a telly, helicopter propelling, feeling like I'm in a helicopter yelling. Puking up my dinner, I'm spinning when my pen went out the window, selling like Christopher Cross. Gonna ride like the wind, ain't no telling where it end and begin. To pretend I know is a no win-win. A Hail Mary flows and hope a haymaker land like the Jupiter 2 on Planet Lavish. Man, I live in the booth. Typical youth, no mythical truth to be told on my behalf. I'm just goofy as you. Bougie something I've been tempted to do or attempt, but I'm boogie like these beat up shoes. That I done walked from here to Timbuktu. The name Boone, no Hall of Fame will induct to. The way the hunger strikes, you think I gave up food. Cue the fat joke.
It all adds up.
Got a studio in his backyard where them beats bang so hard. He knows a lot about nothing, a little bit about everything. Got a studio in his backyard where them beats bang so hard. He knows a lot about nothing, a little bit about everything.
Living large, belly full, WRBN. A silly fool can make you a star. No hard feelings, bruh, take it to heart. I still believe in winning, trying to leave them on. Lyrically, no blending. Are you receiving what I'm sending? It may depend on when you're listening, I get that. So I'll continue writing louder than the lightning in a storm while you're hiking home from the fight with the psyche of a defeated Viking while it's striking. The dramatic effect right there, unbelievable. You see that? I wrote it and struggling to read it. Should've had a note that I done brought it to conceded. So I hurry through the blurry parts and hope they get deleted. Fast forward past the morbid thoughts I found in orbit. Still hoping to score big if my past was recorded. I can dig getting six figs to spit jams and split wigs. Anybody hiring.
Another edition of Bone Ass Vent. I am Kyle Martinez Bahi, and if you hear a growling little monster, that is my daughter Kathy. Say hi, Kathy.
Ma.
Why?
Ma.
You don't want to say hi? How come? Okay. Well, this week we are. What are we doing? We're going to the store, huh? Right, Kathy?
The baby store?
Why are we going to the baby store?
I want baby warmer store.
Oh my goodness, we're not going to no baby store.
Yeah.
No way, man.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go to the bank first. I got to put some money in because somebody keeps spending my money. Yeah, you... We are turning on Yaki. I believe this is Yaki.
Baby.
You're a baby.
Look at me, baby daddy.
Yeah, you're a baby, Kathy. But,
bunny.
She threw her bunny. Okay.
Bunny.
All right, there you go. Cause an accident.
Bunny.
Throwing your bunny across the thing. Yeah, but watching Christmas dessert stuff and this thing called Outrageous Christmas, and it's freaking awesome. I just saw somebody make a 10
foot candy cane. Ooh, Jesus, that was awesome. I just sat there fascinated. This guy's like, I'm making this village out of gingerbread houses, and it's 10,000 pounds of just gingerbread. Then this one guy, I'm over-exaggerating the number because I don't remember the number, but then this one guy, these two chefs, they went and made these sculptures of just Santa Claus and elves and pure, delicious chocolate. I don't even like chocolate, and it looked that delicious. Oh, man, they said something about 2.5 million in calories. That is insane. This is why people hate America. They're like, stupid Americans. They waste so much food. What, baby? What?
They said hi to people.
They want to say hi to the people? All right. Say hi, people. Say thank you.
Thank you.
Say thank you for loving C Plus Studios.
Thank you.
Say C Plus Studios.
Thank you.
Just say C Plus Studios.
You
chicken butt.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, she's saying thank you from all of us over here at C Plus Studios. But as I was saying, 2.5 million in calories and just pure chocolates.
I'm about grandma.
What? You know you love grandma. Grandma's in Vegas right now. She's chilling up in Vegas with my auntie. Bird in love. Wesley, I don't know, man. Hey, man, don't say names on the podcast. Bro. Bro-siv.
About Wesley.
Okay, Kathy. So seeing that, I just love Christmas. I can't tell you how much I love Christmas. Somebody's probably listening right now, rolling their eyes, and like, of course you do, Kyle. Love Christmas too much a little bit. Like, man, I got Christmas socks. I got Christmas hats. I got Christmas shirts. Christmas,
Daddy,
Christmas,
Daddy.
But
yes,
you have to go in the cart because Daddy's not going to chase you around all through the store, because chasing you around through the store gets tired. Daddy tired, and Daddy has to take a nap. Okay, but like I was saying, I just love Christmas. It's that time of year where I'm just like, give me more Christmas, even when it's January. And I got 12, 11 months because I love Christmas so much. I cracked myself up. And my daughter's going to go back and listen to this and be like, yep, this was my father. He had the... What? You wanna sing too? Sing. No, you don't want to sing or you want to sing? We're going to Walmart. I got to stop at the bank to put some money in. We're passing Walmart right now, going on the Forest Meadows, then switching on over. Don't cry, man. You're a chicken. Hey, man. Yeah, so we... I can't do a podcast when you're yelling.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, she thinks this is so funny. She's so hilarious. I am so sorry about this, guys. I hope you're listening, and I hope you're thinking, I'm paying this much for Patreon a month so I can hear his kid yell, and I can hear him yell at his kid. Yes, and we appreciate it big time. Oh, what's going on over here? Look at that. Look at, there's a bouncy house. You want to go to that bouncy house? Well, you don't get nothing. All right. Bouncy house it is. I have to give in. Then we're going to go to Walmart. We got to go to Walmart. Because who's at Walmart? Ryan. Ryan. Remember that guy I told you about? Ryan's her boyfriend. Isn't he?
No,
Ryan stinks.
Don't say my boy.
I said Ryan. Oh, gosh.
You're a bad boy.
Ryan stinks. She's getting very angry and upset because I said Ryan stinks. Don't throw stuff at me. Jeez, I was just kidding. Fine, you don't get this bunny back. You want the bunny back? Man, why is there so much traffic? I don't understand. I don't like the way Target redid their... I don't like the way Target redid the storefront. We're up here in Flagstaff, Arizona. And it's a beautiful day. Ow! Kathy, stop. Okay, we gotta keep it cool, man. I love the idea of just... It's just one of those times of the year that we're just gonna, you know... I don't know. Christmas is just one of those things. Like, and this month is November right now, so when you listen to this, maybe later on down the road. November is my birth month, I call it. I was born November 24th, and this year I will be 30 years old. I will be 30 years old. I'm gonna be an old man. Now she's singing too. We're not going to McDonald's. I know you're hungry, but we're going to go to the store to go buy some groceries. Then we can go make dinner. Do you want to do that?
I want my purse.
You want your purse? Okay, here's your purse. Is there money in it?
No.
What's in your purse?
My Minnie Mouse bone.
Your Minnie Mouse bone.
My Minnie Mouse wallet.
Your Minnie Mouse wallet.
My phone.
And your phone. Okay, we're all checked. You're all checked in, okay?
Was it something
nice? Nothing mean.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. Okay? I wonder how the audio is going to sound. Ow! All right, I'm not picking that up again. You lost your privileges, kid. All right, over here at the bank. Chase, put in money to pay more bills. More bills to Chase. I don't think I should tell everybody where I bank, but hey, this is why you're paying X amount of money a month so you can know where I need to bank. Ooh, my loyalty card. Ooh, someone's car stinks. Not my car. I'm telling you that right now.
Car.
What?
His car.
You smell that?
Yeah.
It smells stinky, huh? Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. You're going to put the deposit in.
I want my purse.
Okay.
Adjustment.
Why do you keep throwing it at me then?
No, I'm not adjusting.
Fine. I will pick the thing up one more time, but if you throw it at me one more time, I'm not going to give it back, okay? There you go. Shouldn't even be throwing things while I'm driving. Prince. All right. Now this is done. Now we can go to the store and have some fun, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So many steps just to break and get money or put money in. All right. Let's see.
Go backwards, Daddy.
Go backwards? Why should I go backwards? Well, give me my receipt then. There we go. All right. We got X amount of money with X amount of money in my account. Now we can go to Walmart.
Yay.
We can go look at the toys?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do you like at Walmart?
Toys.
Toys?
Yes.
How many toys?
One.
One? Oh, yep. You're only getting one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look. There's a bum sitting over
not
there.
Not two, Daddy.
No.
So.
No. I know, Mom, because Mommy said only one toy, huh?
Uh-huh.
Do you think Daddy can get a toy?
Yes.
I can get a toy?
Look at that man right there.
I know. I see that man right there. He's asking somebody for money. But, whoa, what the hell are you wearing,
that.
Lady? I don't understand the dress code of these kids these days. You know, and I say kids, and I'm like a 30-year-old guy. And I found out that I'm part of the millennial aspect. That sucks for me. But oh well. Got a truck on, man. Got a truck on. But no, just the way the fashion of these kids today. So weird. I'm just looking around and I see like dudes with like super tight jeans where they're you know what's hanging out. I got a kid in the thing. In the
Daddy,
car.
Are we going home?
No, we're not going home. We're going to Walmart. And I don't know what it is about Target, but everybody at freaking Target is nothing. I know it's right to the college campus. I understand that's why, because like Kyle is by a college campus. That's why it's filled with college kids all the freaking time. But on a Friday night, when they're not of age to go drink and whatnot, they're all here. It's like a big party at Target. It's ridiculous. They even, the remodel is even crazy inside. It doesn't even look like the Target that I used to. Here's an old man walking across the street. We gotta respect our elders, ladies and gentlemen. But man, look, yeah, and these girls all wearing like yoga tight pants, and they're like, "It's so cold, it's so cold." I'm just like, ugh. I'm tired of these kids. Like, I'm really tired of these kids. And people just jump in front of you and just start walking along the street like they own this place.
Oh, I used to say, "Ooh, my place." My
Awoo song.
Awoo
song?
No,
Awoo. Oh, yeah, Awoo.
Awoo.
All right.
This will scare the people away.
Will it scare the people away? Will it scare them away that we're doing a podcast while we're driving?
No, say awoo.
You scream awoo.
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 Man, do you know what I really want to try? I really want to try that Whopper place.
Whopper.
What Whopper? Stupid. Duh. Burger King. I want to try that Philly cheesesteak thing.
What?
People should let me know if that's good.
What? I don't see.
It's over there. Uh-huh. See where it says 2 for $6? It's Burger King. Do you like Burger King?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You had Burger King?
Yeah.
When?
And I don't know. They taste like McDonald's.
Burger King does not taste like McDonald's.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell you that there. I prefer Burger King over McDonald's. You hear me? Man, all types of stuff going on today. Ooh, do you know what really sounds good, Kathy? I've been on this diet and it's been driving me nuts. I would love a pizza. I know I always stated I hate pizza and this and that, but the fact that I haven't eaten bread and I haven't, you know, I cut all the gluten and all that shit out, I have this wonderful craving for pizza, which I'm going to have today, but I'm not going to just have regular pizza. I'm going to have Tostino's pizza, the thin, and you get it nice and crispy, as cheap as dirt.
It tastes like a baby.
But it tastes delicious, Tostino's pizza. Because back in the younger days, I would crack open a Dr. Pepper, I would get some Tostino's pizza, and I would be like Stone Cold Steve Austin and this mother. And, oh, and then I get a nice cup of ramen noodles, and I have to talk loud because somebody's being rude. You hear that? You're being rude. Drop it. What? I'm not mean to you.
No,
I'm not. I give you loves and kisses. That's not a police truck. That is, if that's a police truck, that's an old ass police truck.
I want to try that out.
You're not going to try it out. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, there's your bone ass vent for the week. Catch you later. Minutes. There you go.